Yo, what's the deal, cuz?
Hey, what's the deal, cuz? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I'm Dre Chili, by the way.
And I'm AZ Shan.
And this is What's the Deal, Cuz?
Yes, the podcast where we discuss topics pertaining to the Black experience.
We hope you guys tune into the podcast regularly and that you enjoy the actual audio experience with us. Thank you.
But that brings us to our next topic, talking about celebrities and wild sex parties and all this crazy stuff. I know we talked about the Jada Pinkett versus August Alsina controversy and drama that had popped off earlier, probably I think like last week that we learned that information. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Red Table Talk and her bringing herself to the Red Table Talk.
Well, I can commend anybody that are basically, you know, not bullshit public. I mean, first of all, let me just make, you know, this loud and clear. I personally can care less about, you know, what a person does, you know, in a bedroom. That's their business, you know. But
right. When
you're in a public figure type setting, you kind of, it's open season. And it kind of comes with the territory of being a public figure. I mean, specifically, you know, like, what do you want to know in regards to, like, my opinions or thoughts on it? Do you want to know my opinion on how I felt about what Jada Pinkett Smith had to say about the affair?
What she had to say about the affair, even Will Smith's reaction to everything?
I give her credit. She was honest about it. She could have, you know, took this bullshit silent approach and say, well, I'm not just going to comment on it or just leave it in the dark. I can respect her from that angle of going, you know, publicly and say, hey, it happened, it took place. As far as Will Smith is concerned, you know, when you're a man of means and you at that level, you don't want to have that type of image out there, period. And the reason why is not so much of the fact that you can't handle it or some type of insecurity. It's just that, you know, when you're a man of means and you're playing at that level, you know, you don't want to have any chinks in the armor, period. And that's an extremely bad look to when your wife. Now, if it was known publicly that they have been separated, and it sucks because, hence, even though they are public figures, they still should be able to retain some sort of privacy. But when you are a public figure, it should have been known and put out there, like, hey, we kind of taking a break from each other. That way, when something like this happens, it's not like, you know, you married to this woman and she out here in the streets and she belonged to the streets, you know. So that's just my general opinion on it.
But you know what? But even if people knew that, though, like, nobody is going to be completely satisfied with that, because they feel like there's a sanctity to marriage. And they feel like, you know, even if you are on a quote unquote break, that still doesn't mean that that person that you're engaging with extramarital situations with, or entanglements, as she wants to call it, that people aren't going to feel like, hey, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this about it. I feel like, honestly, like, yeah, it's their business. And we're only talking about it because, honestly, like, it's the coronavirus and people are bored, ain't got nothing else to focus on, you know? Exactly. So we're talking about it because,
I get it.
It's the news of the day or whatever. But honestly, I mean, like you said, I could care less. I mean, I would never want to see two people that entered into marriage just absolve of the marriage or whatever over all that type of stuff. I would always want people to work it out, especially if there's not like other issues going on, like abuse and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if they have abuse going on or whatnot, but I don't think so. But like, especially if somebody's not being abused or whatnot or taken completely advantage of, then I think that if you can work on a marriage, then that's a good thing to try to work on it. But when you say she was like telling the truth, I honestly don't think she was telling the full truth. And I'm gonna be real with you on this, because, you know, when I was watching the whole little interview, it just seemed like, first of all, Will Smith looked like he had got done damn crying. He looked hit, man. He was looking terrible, you know. And he kept trying to make sure that she was, you know, staying truthful, because she kept saying stuff like, oh, it was an entanglement. And he was like, no, it was a relationship. You know, he was like patting the table with his hand. And it was like, yeah, Will is really pissed about this. You know what I'm saying? And she's trying to make it seem like, oh, it was years ago. Like, she started waving her hands around. But she's like, I don't understand why this is being brought up right now. I mean, that was like 4 years ago. And I was like, no, lady, you said it was 4 years ago when you started talking to August, okay? And it low-key sounds like, Will and Jada like paid for his like medical and stuff, and she was supposed to be like taking him under her wing. So my thing is like, how are you taking somebody under your wing and trying to quote unquote help them and counsel them or whatever, and then you end up having sex with a person that you call yourself helping? How are you helping them if you having sex with them? Like, that's crazy.
She was helping him.
Yeah, she was helping them, all right. She was giving them that special, that red light special or whatever, you know? So my thing is, like, I felt like there's more to the story and she's lying, because I could just tell by the way she was communicating everything. It just seemed like, nah, lady, you ain't telling the truth, because you over here looking all these different kind of ways. Will is really pressing you to tell the truth, and you kind of looking over here, looking over there, and just all everywhere. And you know, and so I just think, because he was like, well, I don't understand why this is coming up now. This was years ago. But my thing is, it couldn't have been that long ago. Even if it was 2 years ago, some things are not over with for that person. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're over with it doesn't mean that person's over with it. You know, especially since the man, August, he was dealing with some mental issues and mental things and self-worth issues. If she was supposed to be helping him, this is the thing that really kind of bothered me too, because he was like, I was in a dark place, and she claimed that she was in a dark place or whatever, and like they quote unquote helped each other through it. And the way that August
out, dark place, all right, till the lights yeah. came down.
Right, they was in a dark place, all right, in a back room banging it out. That's what they was doing. But no, but they were saying basically that they were helping each other through those things. And then August was like, you know, that was the most loved I've ever felt in my life and all these type of things. So if you're already messing with somebody that's got a lot of issues that they're dealing with, like maybe even childhood trauma and stuff, and you quote unquote call yourself loving on them, helping them, then it's like, how do you expect that they're gonna be completely over it when, you know, they're a side person, you know what I'm saying? And so honestly, it was never going to be over with for him. I think that the timing of it, some people could argue it's because he was dropping this new album. I think maybe part of it is because of that. I think this album from him is like getting everything off his chest, but I definitely don't think it was that damn long ago that she was, you know, open up her coochie cat to him and saying, you know, let me heal you from within, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it was more recent than what she's trying to claim.
All those swinger parties and all those situations, August Alsina took advantage of the situation. He probably came along the lines and said, well, she probably had a lot of d- but she ain't had my d-. So, you know, that's how you probably look.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think that I think he's just salty. He was salty over the way that it ended. I think he was mad that she got back with Will after they were on a quote-unquote break. But that's the thing. Like, you know, that's why it's almost like women learn this type of stuff all the time. Or maybe they don't, because women are constantly the ones that's usually in these type of situations. A lot of the time, the man and the woman that's involved in this situation, they go back to their husband or they go back to their wife. And it's like to be expected, because that's the person that they initially held.
Well, that's what the security is at.
Yeah.
See, I mean, let's be honest here. You know, any broad out there, you know, Will Smith, August Alsina. So it's like, come on, man. She went back to what she did because she had her little fun. And when she got her little fun and she got her little fix, because then she say something along the lines like she just wanted to feel good. So it is what it is. I mean, shit. As far as Will Smith is concerned, I was just saying, like I said, you don't really want to have, because now that's just kind of, as the old saying goes, when one person can approach you and come up to you and basically kick the front door in on your household, if the shit at home, it ain't the fact that, you know, she was f***ing around on him. It's the fact that she was f***ing around on him, and it got out of the household by August Alsina running his mouth a little bit. So it's one of them situations where it's real messy, and it's kind of like, you know, you don't want the front door exposed and open, because, you know, next thing you know, you'll start hearing shit about, I mean, you got to think, this man's a father. So, you know, you'll start hearing slick shit about somebody saying, yeah, you know, I was f***ing the mom and the daughter, you know, and right. The grandma too, with her sexy MILF ass. So, you
right.
Know.
No, I definitely agree with you on that. I think that it would expose all their little freak stuff that they was involved in. And honestly, I think that's part of the reason why he was upset. But I think on a deeper level, though, like he was just upset that, I think he deep down thinks there's more to it too, because of the way that it just came out all of a sudden. And I think that because the way that he was coming off was like, you know, he even said at the, towards the end of the interview, he was like, I'm gonna get your ass back, you know. And she was like, I think you've gotten me back, but you know,
Will Smith, the only way to get her back
right
is with the moms.
If he yeah, right,
mom, he'll keep it literally all in the family. Shit, he got to look at it from the standpoint that grandma can't get pregnant or nothing like that, so he ain't
oh man. You think that's next, huh? That well, man, yeah. I mean, if you go into those extent, you might as well just go ahead and look, just go ahead and just dang
well, I told you in the previous episode, he actually kind of, man, give him credit, man. Shit, he almost could get an Oscar for the performance that he put on the Red Table Talk show. Because right, the way I see it, you know, those was like fake tears. He had to actually show some type of emotion towards her. I honestly don't think that the man really cared about the woman at that point because, you know, I think if he cared about it, he probably would have left her and said, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. You broke my heart. You did me wrong. I can't deal with this. I'm going to be in my beta man, you know, type of situation. But,
what do you think it is, though? You think it's a financial thing, then? You think that they're staying together?
You got to look at it. I don't know the circumstances, but if he married her without a prenup, man, shit, she got to maintain a certain lifestyle. You know, you can't be married to somebody for 25 years and they live in or accustomed to living one type of particular lifestyle and then divorce. Like I said, I don't know if they got a prenuptial agreement, but if they were married without one, she's entitled to half. You know, a lot of assets, man. That's a lot of shit to divide up. You know, a divorce like that, man, probably take 2-3 years just to settle everything. So,
yeah, but you know, what about the people that's going to argue that, oh, she got her own money. You know, she don't need Will Smith money. You know, like, what you say to that?
What I say to that is, man, get the fuck out of here. When the last time you been checking for a goddamn Jada Pinkett Smith like the 90s? Let's just be honest here. Even that, what is that Hearthstone shit? Man, I watched 2 seconds of that, and I believe I hit Chipotle, and I farted. That shit was like, man, I couldn't get with that shit. So, and that's not a knock at her. It's just that, hey, sometimes whoever is writing roles or who's ever picking a rose for her, it's just, she's, don't get me wrong, she's a talented actress. Oh, can't take that away from her at all. The broad is talented. But as far as, you know, lately, ain't nobody, that shit, Minister Society's down there 30 years ago. Ain't nobody checking for her like that. Will Smith, Jada Smith.
Well, she had that one movie with, what's that girl, Tiffany Haddish?
And you can't even remember the shit, huh?
No, it was a Girl's Trip. It was like back in, what was it, 2016 or something? I don't know. She had a recent enough movie, but she ain't hitting, she ain't Will Smith's that as far as the, like, exactly, acting game, you know? So he definitely has more money.
Motherfucker, if I'm Will Smith on his level, you know, shit, I can have 1,500 of you. You can't find, Will Smith don't grow on trees. You know, right. So it's like, you know, not to diminish her or put her down. It's just, you know, it is what it is. I probably, personally, I wouldn't have stayed with her because now the fact, it ain't the fact that you stepped out. It's the fact that you stepped out and you being messy about it. This right. Shit, this is the type of issues that and situations that are never supposed to get out, period. Because right. Like I said, it's like equivalent to somebody kicking my front door in and I'm supposed to be the man of this household. And somebody came in and kicked the front door in, and you basically let them in. You said, yeah. "Oh yeah, come on in," and you know,
have some lunch. Let me make you something to cool drink, cool glass of water with your Papio Del biscuits. You know,
exactly. The only thing I would say about August Alsina is that, you know, you f***ed the bag up. You're supposed to
parlay
out here jawjacking and shit like that. Man, you could literally parlay that shit. You could have been a side boyfriend. You could have, you know what I'm saying, every time Will Smith be like, hey, man, you know, I appreciate, you know, Jada for mentoring me, you know, what up with a few of those roles and shit like that, man. Bad representation.
Yeah, but he got in his feelings. That's the reason why. But the reason why I also think it's important to talk about this whole Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith situation is because a lot of people felt like they were relationship goals. And so they feel like, you know, oh man, you know, my relationship goals ain't perfect anymore. You know, I mean, I've talked to numerous people, even people, you know, in our family, that's like basically you know, upset behind this whole thing and just like, dang, you know, these upset are a couple.
What? See, let me speak on that real quick. And I'm sorry to cut you off. Upset about what? Let's be realistic about the shit. People need to stop trying to live through celebrities vicariously. They shit and piss just like me and you.
Yeah.
You know, they have ups and downs. They have issues just like everybody else. It's just the only difference is that we can retreat back to the private life, whereas everything that they do is going to always be in the public eye and it's going to be publicly viewed. You know, all of this relationship goals and all this old bullshit, it looks good because there's some television, some type of stuff that, you know, a lot of women, you know, when it's cold out and it's 30 below, they, you know, get their cup of hot cocoa and marshmallows and sit in their little snuggy blanket and, oh, look at that, that's so cute, that's so pretty and all this old shit. But in reality, it's like, you know, when you've been married to somebody for 25, damn near 30 years, you know, come on, man, you're going to have ups and downs. But let me hear your thoughts and opinions on that.
Honestly, I don't understand why people look at celebrities as far as like relationship goes, because anybody that know anything about celebrities know that they all got some messy stuff going on in their life. And a lot of them, like I said, they be all messed up and they have, you know, a lot of childhood trauma and, you know, they're trying to figure it out like everybody else. But at the end of the day, I think that for the Black community, it's a big deal because I was talking to a few of my friends about it and they feel like, well, if you think about it, this is their opinion, not mine. They were saying they don't have a lot of other people to look at relationships as a goal for. They don't have a lot of examples of a successful Black relationship. So they, you see these people in the media who's making it happen. And you say, I want to be like that. I want to be like a Barack and Michelle Obama. I want to be like, you know, a Beyonce and Jay-Z. Well, now people aren't saying that anymore because, you know, they heard all their tea. And then for the longest, people were like, I want that Jada and that Will love. I mean, you know, J. Cole put in his song, you know what I'm saying? So I think that for a lot of people, think about it, because, you know, even if we look at our own families, a lot of us have to look at our grandparents to see a positive Black relationship or Black relationship that lasted longer than, you know, their childhood, you know what I'm saying? And for a lot of us, our grandparents passed away before we could even get to know them, to even know like what their relationship was like and kick game with them and kind of like learn about relationships with them. So, you know, if you think about it, that I think is the bigger issue, is that we just don't have a lot of people don't have a lot of Black role models to look to see, you know, how they should go about relationships with. I mean, think about it. If you can't even look at your own parents, if your own parents didn't work out, then it's, you know, you might feel like it's harder for you to, you know, get counseling on relationships and figure out how to navigate a relationship in a positive light, you know? And it is hard. I mean, I don't feel like I look at it like that because, you know, even though whatever happened with my parents, you know, I don't let that deter me in terms of my relationship stuff that I have going on. But I think that I will say for me personally, even I feel like that a lot of times. Like I felt like I'm moving forward with certain things and I can't go to my friends because they not in the same boat as me. I can't necessarily talk to my parent because first of all, you don't want your family all in your relationship business anyway, because a lot of times, you know, low-key, they could be giving you bad advice. So my thing is, like, it's hard to, like, trust people, too, with your relationship stuff because, you know, you don't know if they have your, I don't want to say not your best interest, but you don't know if the advice that you are getting is actually good advice or genuine advice. And then on top of that, if you don't have, like, a blueprint to work off of, then it's, like, it's hard to be, like, you know how do you compromise in a relationship with certain things, because that's all a relationship is a bunch of compromising, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta work through things. And so if you don't have a guide,
so I was gonna say that, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I just think that we have to be careful though, because everything that glitters ain't gold. You know, people, you got to keep that reality there and keep that reality in check. Everything that glitters ain't gold. So, and like, yeah. I said, public relationships to me is always, I would not even say 60% of what's shown publicly is really what's happening in the light. Of course, naturally, you're going to post, IG pictures and, you know, all of this relationship hashtag, relationship goals type bullshit and all this old nonsense. Not to knock that down. I'm just talking. That's just me, you know, being me. But show the f***ed up pictures. You know, show how your spouse looks in the morning, you know, when you see her without her makeup on, or she see you, you know, when you need a new cut or your breath stinking, and make them type of videos.
Some people do that. Like, I seen some stuff with that dang on Boris Kojo and his wife, what's her name? Dang, her name escaped my head. Anyway, his
wife. Because I remember you used to freak out over, oh, Boris.
So shut up. what's her name? I can't remember her name right now. But anyways, they do that with their relationship. They post like little videos of them waking up, you know, with, you know, I don't always look like a model. And she'd be like, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't always look like this either. But, you know, it's hard to find relationships like that because it takes work. But the main thing I wanted to say too is, you know, because there's a lot of people in our age group that's, I mean, they got all this Tinder and they got all this swipe left, swipe right stuff to where they having a hard time with dating. They have a hard time with finding someone. You'd be surprised. And honestly, that's part of the issue too, is that, like, you know, a lot of people don't even know how to get into a serious relationship. Ain't never been in one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why they put so much energy into relationship goals, because they don't realize that even the situation like Will and Jada Smith, they had to put a lot of work in to get to that level. And that's why I like us, like our relationship, because, you know, let's just be real, like through the years, you would kick game to me from a guy's perspective, and, you know, I would tell you things about how women think about certain things, and I think that definitely helped in terms of the dating situation, in terms of, that's the reason why I don't feel like I have those type of issues, you know what I'm saying, because I just knew how to peep game, knew, you know, kind of like a male perspective on things, but a lot of people don't have that, you know, unfortunately.
Don't sweat a dude, basically. Get his food, go get his beer. Sorry, ladies, for the listeners. I'm not a misogynistic type of guy. That's just me talking shit.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate, but I know a lot of girls that's single and they have a hard time even trying to, like, get in a relationship, because I'm telling you, it's like, it's so hard to find somebody that's, like, not full of shit, just being real, like, because, like I said, people can find the next thing here and there, you know, out there. You know what I'm saying? They can always top the next person. Well, she didn't have this, so I'm gonna find somebody that got all of that, and he didn't have that. So, you know, and so it really creates this like false sense of like what you should be looking for in a potential partner. So at the end of the day, you still over here looking at Will and Jada and what their real thing is, but you haven't figured out how to even get there, but you still right. Over here like, I want all this superficial, because this is what exactly. I see, you
yeah,
know
all this, yeah, all of this whole nonsense. Bring that shit back down to reality. Bring that shit back down to earth. Only reason why half of these guys is marrying these women or even with these women, because they don't want to be 40 or 45 and be looking like, damn, is the guy, you know, is he let me not say that.
I know what she's about to say. Like, what's wrong with him? If he already 40-something years old and he ain't got nobody, yeah, you be looking at anybody crazy. I mean, think about it. You know, I think that's a lot of the issue, too. Like, if you are in your late 20s, 30s, 40s, and you ain't found anybody, people start looking at you crazy after a while. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, why don't you have anybody, you know? And it's crazy, because it's just pushing, this whole technology stuff is just pushing the age further, kicking the can further down the line, to where it's like, you know, you look up and you 45 years old, and you know, you ain't never been in no serious relationship, because all you done did all your whole dating career, swipe left and swipe right, and that one wasn't right. Good enough, this one wasn't
basically
good enough.
Scroll up and drop dead when you're 50.
Oh man. So I mean, I definitely don't think it's like over for you, but if after you get to a certain age or whatever, but yeah, if a man comes, if I'm 40 something years old and you know, I'm single or even 50, I'm gonna be looking at a guy crazy if he ain't never been married before, he never had no kids. I'm gonna be like, what rock was you hiding under? You know, what's really going on? You know, same thing with the woman. If a let's just be real, if a woman was out here and she ain't never, you know, she ain't had a relationship in 20 years or something like that. Now you see that more often with women, like, oh, I had to focus on my kids or something like that. But I mean, you know, if she been out the relationship game for a minute, it's gonna be harder for her to get back into the relationship situation, because, you know, at that point in time, that person got baggage, you got baggage. So it's like, you know, it's really, honestly, time is of the essence.
But on the same note, on the flip note, stop trying to live, as I said, don't live to these celebrities, basically, in these tabloids, media, gossip, all that old crazy nonsense. You got to focus on your actual partner that you do have, if you are in a relationship, and try to communicate with that person and try to make things better. No relationship is ever going to be even keel where everybody is up on 100%, you know, right. where the man might be strong at in certain areas, the woman might be weak at, and vice versa. The woman might be weak in certain areas and the man might be strong in certain areas. So it's, you know, it's kind of basically like playing the scales, you know, scales partition. So it's like, you know, you got to basically go in with an open mindset. And as far as the whole Will and Jada situation, it is unfortunate that the Black community doesn't have a lot of successful relationships and marriages to look forward to outside of Camille and Bill Cosby, but we already know how that turned out. So, you know,
I mean, you know, but then again, there are positive relationships, but people just don't choose to focus on those things. Like, I think about the Currys, for example, and I think about LeBron James and his wife. Like, those are people that's young and trying to do it, and they've been married for a minute, and it, you know, they've admit that there's things. Well, I don't know about LeBron, he don't really talk about his marriage stuff, but, you know, I know that the Steph Curry's wife had talked about, you know, little insecurities and the issues she had in the relationship or whatever. But, you know, I think that's more real, but, you know, people grilled her for that.
Yeah, I'm the star, get used to it.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, yeah, I just think, you know, there's examples. It's just that they ain't the examples that we want to, you know. There is a Barack and Michelle. There is other couples, but we want to focus on the movie stars, you know, and the people that's that look good on TV, too. You know, like Idris Elba, you know. Never mind that he been married 3 times. This is his third marriage, you know. So
you get shit. I get that shit there. After the coronavirus, if this shit is over with, you get that situation, you're like, God damn it, I can't take your ass no more. Leave me fuck alone. Get rid of this bitch by 2021.
So. Oh man, that's another thing. This coronavirus done, like, that's a whole nother subject, but this coronavirus done made a lot of people's relationships harder, you know what I'm saying? You know, because think about it, you ain't never
really get to see who they dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, you around this person like damn near 24/7 now, versus before you might see that person maybe 3-4 hours out the day, you know, right. If that, you know, so a lot of...
Now you got to really see who you've been dealing with. Like,
yeah.
This is how you really are.
Right. Shit.
2021 coming around, that's when all the papers, see, they getting all the divorce lawyers and they getting all the paperwork ready now.
Right.
So the courts probably won't open back up really full time to 2021, you know. So around February, March of next year, that's when you really gonna start seeing divorce. And fortunately, you know, a lot of the judges is gonna grant a lot of these divorces, because they gonna say, hey, this person's differences, you know, during the corona pandemic, it showed me that, you know, we can't go to counseling, or we can't try to work things out.
Right.
So, no doubt.
So let's just close it on out, cuz.
What's the deal, cuz? We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe to us on all platforms where you guys can listen to your podcast. I'm Dre Chili.
And I'm AZ Shen.
Thanks for tuning in.